Ben Volen from the Boston Globe is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. If you're looking, by the way, for Dolphins or Canes merch, check out Caneswear in Davie, University Drive, or caneswear.com. Ben Volen covers the NFL for the Boston Globe. His New England Patriots will be in town Sunday to take on the Miami Dolphins. Hello, Ben.
Yes, my Patriots will be in town to visit your Dolphins on Sunday.
How are you received in Boston? Because, you know, you covered the Dolphins for a while, and I think people liked you down here, from what I recall. Then you've gone up to Boston, and you come on here, Dolphins fans absolutely despise you every time you come on the show. You wanted Mac Jones over Tua. I mean, you've got a bunch of stuff in your arsenal that that annoys Dolphins fans. How are you received in Boston by Patriots fans?
Oh, there are plenty of Patriots fans who I annoy greatly as well. I kind of break it down to, like, the normal fans that you see in everyday life. I think enjoy my work and read my columns and like what I bring to the table, where I'm not just writing kind of Homer content all the time. But then the internet world, like Twitter and like Barstool, and like these people just don't like me because I don't know. I guess I don't cheerlead enough for the Patriots or whatever, but it's all in good fun, and it's better to be hated than to have them ignore you. So that's that. At least either way, at least they're paying attention.
True that.
Hey, Ben, if you ain't got no haters, you're not doing nothing. You're not doing any something right. That's what I always say. Ben, through all your career, here, down here, up there, through your career, has like in – like you say, Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff, people just can type it. Has any fan ever confronted you face-to-face about something?
Kind of. I had a funny experience almost 10 years ago now where I was out in public at night with my wife, actually. We're going to see a band, and we're waiting in line outside this club, and you know, this like college kid comes and we talk and he's like, oh, you know, hey, let's talk Patriots and whatever. And, you know, we talk about the game tomorrow. And he's like, what do you think? I'm like, oh, they're playing the Eagles. They stink. The Patriots should be able to handle them. Kid was really nice. We had a nice conversation, went our separate ways. The next day, the Patriots suffer this surprising loss to the Eagles. It was a really bad loss. And I see on Twitter, I met this jerk Ben Volen yesterday, and this clown thought they were going to win. And he just starts, like, ripping me left and right. I'm like, what the heck did I do? Like, where is this coming from? And then a funny postscript. I, like, 3 years later, randomly at Logan Airport, I'm sitting there, and a kid comes up to me. He's like, hey, I don't know if you remember me. I was like, oh, yeah, you're that kid I saw online that one day. He's like, yeah, I said some mean things about you on Twitter. I'm really sorry. I didn't mean that. And so another example of how when you see someone in person, they're super nice, but then when they get on Twitter, they're the keyboard warriors, and they let loose with all the insults.
I can one-up you there. The executive producer of this show, Alejandro Solana, I've learned since, I mean, this is years later, but when I was on the Levitard show, would constantly tweet about what a waste I am, what a loser I am. Nobody cares about my opinions. And only recently have all these tweets been unearthed from Solana just crushing me every time I crack the mic on Levitard show.
I mean, Ben, how many times do I have to hear about the Mount Rushmore, Fort Lauderdale area restaurants? We get it. You like Jay Alexander's, Hawk. We gotcha.
I mean, if you go back through his old Twitter, he loves Josh Friedman and the Frito show and could not stand me. Probably still can't stand me, but now he kind of is forced to stand me.
Getting that check.
And any that really makes Solana like turn red in embarrassment?
Nah, he loves that. the harsher, the better. He loves that. Now he just says it to my face. now there's no holds barred.
Disrespectful.
Let's talk a little Dolphins-Patriots here. Dolphins have won two in a row. And to be quite honest, I thought they looked decent in their losses to Arizona and Buffalo, you know, since Tua's been back. Can you buy them as a playoff team?
Yeah, I think you can, because in Roger Goodell's, you know, NFL, 7 playoff teams, 17 games is all designed to keep teams alive, you know, longer than possible. And, you know, that seventh playoff seed right now, you know, Denver has it, but it's still up for grabs, and there's 6-7 games left in the season. So I could see the Dolphins going on a little run. They got the Patriots Sunday. They still have two games against the Jets. I mean, they can only afford like maybe one more slip up. They're going to really have to go on a run, but it is possible. And, you know, the Chargers, the Broncos, the Bengals, the Colts, like there's still some spots up for grabs. It's not all settled yet.
And Ben, with the Dolphins, like, and it's so funny that everybody talk about the Dolphins. They say, oh, well, Tua stays healthy. If Tua stays healthy, it's that way with a lot of damn NFL teams. But with him being back now, it was like it was 23, 23, 27, you know, 30. Like, what's the concerns that you have with the Dolphins? Like you're saying, if they can't have too many slip-ups, what's your concerns with watching the Dolphins where if they go play the top teams? And, hell, I'm throwing the Steelers in there now too, but we know the Chiefs, the Ravens, the Bills, the Steelers, those teams, what would their biggest concerns be?
I mean, I was watching that Rams game a couple weeks ago, and I wasn't totally thrilled with the Dolphins' offensive line and the way that they were protecting Tua. And I didn't think Tua looked all that great either. And so I'd be concerned. You know, I don't think the offense is necessarily clicking on high cylinder, you know, on all cylinders yet. And I don't know if it's going to be. You know, I think Tua, he just hasn't looked quite right compared to previous years. Hasn't, you know, the offense hasn't looked as dominant as it has in years past. And it's almost like, you know, with Tua going on injured reserve and missing all that time, it's almost like they have to start from scratch again when he came back, and they're just now starting to build up some timing. And, you know, those were good wins over the Rams and the Raiders the last couple of weeks, but I still think the offensive line is going to be an issue for the Dolphins. And, you know, Tua, I just don't know how high of a level he's playing at this year. And I think, you know, that if not for the defense, I don't think they would have won that game against the Rams the other day. And, you know, we'll see now against the Patriots. I think this is going to be a tricky game for the Dolphins. I was looking, I don't think they've beaten them like a runaround mobile quarterback all year. They've lost to Kyler Murray, Josh Allen, and there's one, Anthony Richardson, too. So they've kind of struggled with the mobile quarterbacks, and Drake May has definitely proven to be slippery. So that'll be an interesting challenge for the Dolphins on Sunday.